Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's a shame, isn't it? 99% of politicians give the rest a bad name. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'd kill for a Nobel Peace Prize. Hey, Dave, what's a belly button's favorite car?
John, that would be an Audi.
If there's other answers to that, we'll take them, but that's what we've got here. That's the best we can do with that one.
I've said that word twice in 2 days on the air.
And you're a Hall of Famer. The big difference between men and women, if a woman says, smell this, it usually smells nice. Big difference between men and women. Dung Beetle walks into a bar and says, is this stool taken? As desserts go, you can't beat a cobbler. Tastes good, makes shoes. This one comes to us from Los Angeles. Why does Kermit the Frog like pierogies so much? Because he's a tad Polish. My wife actually got me a card that said, get better soon. I said, I'm not sick. She said, I know, but you could get better. And finally, oh gee, the segment's already ending. We're at our ninth joke. What's the difference between bird flu and swine flu? If I just left that out there, would you guys have been able to figure that one out?
Wow.
What's the difference between bird flu and swine flu?
Yeah, I'm stumped on this one.
Something about pigs flying, but I'm not sure what.
That's how you normally analyze these things. You think of, okay, what are the phrases that are appropriate, and then how can I make that work for the other one? What's the difference between bird flu and swine flu? One requires treatment. And the other requires ointment.